Campaign 2012 with the Alabama and Mississippi primaries coming up Tuesday. Most of the candidates are campaigning in the South. Kansas holds caucuses tomorrow.
Joining us to talk about it, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hi, you, Chris.
Hey, guys.
So Alabama and Mississippi, not really considered Romney territory.
Well, he says now that he's an honorary Southerner, and he's talking about y'all and cheesy grits. So
yes,
I don't know
about
Hillary.
Well, how's he going to do there? He certainly is going to have a tough run against Rick Santorum there, right?
And Newt Gingrich, who's from the South. I don't know. You know, you would think that he would have a very tough run, but the polls show that he's very competitive, especially Alabama is a three-man race. The one who's really got a lot riding on Alabama and Mississippi is our guest on Sunday, and that's Newt Gingrich. Gingrich's staff, in effect, admits that you know, he's only won 2 of 23 contests, both of them in the South, Georgia and South Carolina, and they're basically talking about a Southern strategy now. He's almost got to win Alabama and Mississippi. If he doesn't, I think the road ahead becomes very hard for him.
Assess where Rick Santorum is right now.
Well, look, he's in pretty good shape. He obviously didn't win Ohio. He didn't win Michigan, but he did much better there than anyone expected. If he were able to get Gingrich out of the race, if he were able to beat him in one or both of those southern states, you know, he'd have exactly what he wants, which is a one-on-one race. Obviously, Paul on the side getting his small share, relatively small share of the delegates. He'd have a one-on-one race against Mitt Romney, and that's all he's been asking for. So you got to say he's in a lot better shape than he had any expectation of a few months ago.
So who else are you going to have on the show besides Newt Gingrich?
We're going to also be talking to John McCain, an exclusive interview with him on Sunday. He's come out front now ahead of a lot of people in both parties about the fact that the U.S. should impose a no-fly zone in Syria. He's a hardliner on Iran. And Saturday night, the new HBO movie Game Change about his choice of Sarah Palin is coming out. He has sworn he's not going to watch it. We'll talk to him first thing Sunday morning and find out whether temptation got control of his TV remote, and he ended up watching a little bit of it. I'm watching it right now, and let me say, I'm not sure that John McCain is going to be very happy with the way he's portrayed.
Okay. Ah. Thanks so much, Chris. Take care.
You bet.
That's Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. You can catch it Sunday morning at 9 on Fox 5.